You might want to mention, you know, you were on several other shows before Andy Griffith Show, and then following, you know,
Twilight Zone, MASH, Twilight Zone, Hitchcock, Gunsmoke, Voice to the Bottom of the Sea, Rifleman, Profiles in Courage, The Loretta Young Show. Some of those are multiples, you know, it's five Hitchcocks and five Gunsmokes. A lot of talk shows. I did all the talk show. Jack Parr, Johnny Carson, Merv Griffin, Mike Douglas, and I did a lot of that stuff, and I did a lot of game shows, and of course I did two Broadway musicals. I was fortunate. I never had to play a small part. I always had major parts and stuff. And for my first show on Broadway, I was the comedy lead. And I worked as an extra in New York for a long time on television. I was as an extra on the Sid Caesar Show at Playhouse 90. The interesting thing about the Griffith Show is that everybody on that show, and we all know what Ron Howard has done, but everybody had I think everybody was Ronnie Howard and Howard McNair, they all had a college degree. Everybody had finished college. And a couple of us had taught school, Andy and myself. It was just a platinum cast. It was and the scripts were written where they were easy to learn. And when I started, we did 39 shows a year. And we'd start in the summer, and we'd get about 3 months ahead because it took 6 months to cut and edit and get a show ready to put on the air. So we only saw them when the public saw them. And then it decreased till it got down to about, I think when we were doing Mabry, it was 26 shows. But we worked every weekend. You stayed home and learned your words. Two things, Andy. Really, you must know your words and you must be on time. There's no such thing as not being on time in television. And I like episodic television back there in one camera a lot better than I do three and four camera shows now on tape. I saw one the other day where he picked me up and threw me in the lake. That little lake out in Beverly Hills, and that was a built little lake. They built that outside when we went to shoot outside, because you couldn't throw anything or put anything into the reservoir that we used as Myers Lake. But now you got to think, when you do that kind of thing, when he threw me in there, if they don't get it, you can't do it over, because you have a new wardrobe, you got to have everything, and that's a one-time thing.